journalism is to question the prevailing wisdom. Question the prevailing wisdom.
Just speak the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
All rights reserved and affirmed.
Free all minds. These are weapons of mass descent.
These are weapons of mass descent.
Welcome to Uprising, a daily digest of independent news analysis, investigation, education, artistic expression, and activism. It's Wednesday, May 19th, 2010, and I'm your host, Sonali Kohatkar.
It just makes me stop and think. Silence is not an option.
From the producers of Who Killed the Electric Car and IO USA comes a new film about the basis of all life, water. Tapped exposes the dangers of privatization and toxic chemicals and shows what you can do about this most precious of all resources. This is Uprising. Good morning and welcome to Uprising. A new study published in the journal Pediatrics found that children with attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, or ADHD, are found to have higher levels of pesticides in their systems. The findings were called interesting and provocative by UC Berkeley epidemiologist and confirmed the suspicions of environmentalists and public health experts. According to the study, the level of chemicals found in the urine of children studied have long been thought to be harmless. It also establishes that pesticide exposure reaches far beyond agricultural areas, with residues being ingested through food, air, and water. Findings like these often spur individuals to purchase bottled water as a healthier alternative to potentially contaminated tap water. But a new documentary film shows that bottled water is not a healthy choice for individuals or communities either. The film Tapped, from the producers of Who Killed the Electric Car and IO USA, is an in-depth, entertaining expose about the bottled water industry. Americans buy 29 billion single-serve bottles of water a year, not knowing that much of that water comes from the same sources as the tap water that they're trying to avoid. Even worse, the chemicals found in the plastic bottles leaches into the water, causing unwitting consumers to ingest a range of known toxins. The film Tapped takes viewers to communities where pollution from bottling plants is killing local residents, to international locations where water privatization is forcing poor residents to drink from dirty streams. It includes interviews with industry executives, government officials, environmental researchers, and people on the ground who are fighting to make clean water from the tap a universal right. In a few moments, we'll hear excerpts from the documentary Tapped, and it'll be our thank you gift to you today on this day two of our three-day mini KPFK pledge drive. But first, we turn to Susan Kegley, a senior scientist with Pesticide Action Network. She joins us now to discuss the study linking pesticide exposure to ADHD. Welcome to Uprising, Susan.
Good morning, Sonali. How are you?
Doing very well. Thanks so much for joining us. How significant is the study, and does it confirm indeed the suspicions of many folks like yourself who have often worried and for long worried about the exposure to pesticides?
Well, the interesting thing about this study is that even the levels that we're finding in the average child are being associated with this condition, ADHD. So it's not like anyone is avoiding it, and it's widespread. And, of course, different people have different genetic susceptibilities to these kinds of toxins. But we know they're neurotoxins. We know they're problematic, particularly for kids, because kids eat more food per pound of body weight, and they drink more water, they breathe more air, and they have behaviors that exposes them to pesticides in the home, for example, crawling on the floor, putting things in their mouths. And eating organic is a good way to go. You can definitely reduce your pesticide load, but not everyone can afford that.
And also, how much of pesticide exposure comes from drinking water?
It depends on where you live. In the parts of the Midwest, certainly there's lots of atrazine in the water in the spring, and the southern part of California gets a lot of its water from the aqueduct that is used for irrigation and then flushed back into the aqueduct. So there's definitely some pesticides in the finished water, but it's not as big a source as the food. And the reason we know that is that kids who have been eating a conventional diet and tested for pesticides in their urine have about six times times as much pesticide in their urine as kids who are the same group of kids who are moved to an organic diet. Mm-hmm. So food is probably the biggest contributor to these particular types of pesticides, the organophosphate insecticides that are neurotoxins.
Now, did the study test for any particular pesticide or a range of pesticides?
It was a range of pesticides, mostly these organophosphorus insecticides. And you look for, the body actually processes them fairly quickly, so you look for the metabolites or the breakdown products in the urine.
Now, the understanding often has been, and the basis for much of the exposure that people get, chemical exposure that people get, is that there are safe, allowable limits to how much harmful stuff we can be exposed to. That's sort of the basis that industry goes on. It's a basis that government regulators go on. What does this study say about that?
This study says that the tests that they base those, quote, acceptable, unquote, doses on are not sensitive enough to detect these very low-dose endpoints. We've known that for a long time, and EPA is under significant pressure to change this, but it's like turning a tanker. It will take a while before that happens.
Well, just essentially what I was saying is that, you know, we are told by pesticide manufacturers and agribusinesses that use them that, yes, pesticides are harmful. Of course, they're toxic because how would they kill pests otherwise? But because they are sprayed on, you know, very, very large areas of land, and each fruit and vegetable only gets a tiny, tiny amount of pesticide on it, when you ingest that, it's not going to harm you in the same way that a pesticide actually kills pests. Is that been proven fallacious?
Yes, absolutely. And the other thing that is not accounted for in the Environmental Protection Agency's review of pesticides is that we're exposed to multiple pesticides on the same crop. And Pesticide Action Network has a website called whatsonmyfood.org that allows you to go look up by produce type, broccoli or blueberries or strawberries or whatever, how many residues are on a given crop in general and typically, and what those chemicals are and what kind of health hazards those chemicals pose.
My guest is Susan Kegley, senior scientist with Pesticide Action Network. We're talking about a new study that was just released showing the link between children who have ADHD and their exposure to pesticides. So what do you suggest that needs to be done about it, short of individual action? Of course, as you said, people can try to switch to pesticide-free or organic produce, but at the legislative level, both state and federally, are there any steps being taken to address these issues?
Well, the U.S. EPA has been working since 1996, when the Food Quality Protection Act was passed by Congress, to phase out use of the pesticides that are expected to be harmful, like these organophosphate insecticides. That process is not quite finished yet, and we can expect to see less and less of these pesticides in our food over time. But we need more action than that, and we need it to happen sooner than that. There should be very severe restrictions, if not outright bans, on many of these chemicals that we suspect are causing harm, and we know cause harm in animal studies.
The President's Cancer Panel, incidentally, recently also put out a report linking, for the first time, I think, at the federal level, the White House level, linking exposure of toxic chemicals to cancer. And among those chemicals, of course, were pesticides. We had interviewed one of the panel's authors on this program, but it was so interesting to hear his very conservative approach to these studies that his own panel had distilled and put together in a report. His major conclusion was either individual action to try to limit exposure, or that more studies need to be done to more definitively show that toxic chemicals are indeed toxic to humans. Do more studies need to be done?
You can always do more studies. That's often used as a delay tactic, but it's also important to have, you know, a good set of knowledge. But in the meantime, when you know that things may be problematic, everyone tends to cite the cost to the farmers. What will the farmers do? But in fact, families with kids with ADHD have expensive problems on their hands and very difficult emotional family situations. And there's a trade-off of who is getting the benefit of using the pesticides and who is taking the risk. And the people who have no control over the pesticide use are the ones who are saddled with the risk. So a good solution would be, you know, it's also risky for farmers to change what they're doing. They've learned over their lifetime how to farm, and to get them to do something different is scary for them. People don't like to change, and it is risky financially. So what our government needs to do is to step in and provide some support for farmers to move away from these super toxic chemicals that we're using on our food and move into a sustainable method of farming that doesn't rely on toxic chemicals.
Well, Susan Kegley, I want to thank you very much for joining us today. You want to throw out the website for the Pesticide Action Network?
Yes, it's whatsonmyfood.org, and it will provide information on what pesticide residues have been found historically on fruits and vegetables and meats and breads and all kinds of foods.
That's whatsonmyfood.org. Susan Kegley is a senior scientist with Pesticide Action Network. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Well, we turn now to an excerpt of the film Tapped that I mentioned earlier that takes a look specifically at the pesticide contamination in the water that we all drink. Since this is the KPFK mini fund drive, Tuesday through Thursday, we're in the middle of this KPFK mini drive. It's an experiment to see how well short fund drives can work, since all of us like shorter fund drives, and we know you certainly do as well. We want you to have a copy of the documentary we're about to play for you for a pledge of $10 a month. It's called Tapped, T-A-P-P-E-D, Tapped. Let's take a listen to an excerpt from this film.
Worldwide, we use about 40 to 50% of water for agriculture. Here in the U.S., it's about 70%.
They're also the number one polluters of groundwater.
Virtually all of us are downstream from major farming operations. People in the city have water that comes to them that is already contaminated by animal waste, by pesticides, and fertilizers. And these get in the water system, are very difficult to remove, and threaten the health and safety of people in the cities themselves.
Nitrogen and phosphorus are the two most important nutrients that are applied to any agricultural crop. They're very important to the tremendous productivity of our American farms.
It causes dead zones, like the huge dead zone in the Gulf of Mexico. And what happens when you have a dead zone, what that means is there's not enough oxygen in the water for aquatic creatures to live. What you end up with is a real problem in terms of loss of those fisheries, loss of shell fisheries. It's a big drain on the economy. There actually are no effective controls on pesticides. They can use whatever they want, and often their goal is to increase yield, and that's, you know, that's their livelihood. The law doesn't require controls on farmers, so it's a voluntary program in the United States to control farm runoff. Some farmers worry about stewardship and protecting the environment, but not all farmers do that, and that's why it's really important to have controls.
Are we prepared as a nation to say, we think these issues are of water quantity and quality are important enough that we will restrict the behaviors of individuals with respect to these or not? I think that's the biggest question.
And if you thought that nutrient and pesticide pollution is mostly a problem caused by farmers, think again.
The largest crop in the United States, the largest irrigated crop, happens to be millions of acres of lawn that we water, that we put some very troubling chemicals on to keep it green and weed-free. So it's not just the problem of the farmer, it's us.
Tapped is a brand new, very well-produced documentary that covers a whole range of issues, issues that we cover on this program constantly, issues about chemical exposure through the food and water that we eat and drink, issues about new studies done linking these chemical exposures to diseases, the dangers of bisphenol A, BPA, privatization, water privatization, and how people are fighting back. It's a fantastic documentary, and And we want to give you a copy of it for a pledge of $10 a month. That's $120. But you don't just get the documentary. And I failed to mention that earlier. You also get a stainless steel food grade water bottle made by the company Clean Canteen, which basically really gives you, I think, a head start on changing your water habits. But this film is about far more than just individual action. It really shows how there are communities across the country, for example, in Maine, fighting privatization. There's a water recycling plant in Orange County. We'll hear about that later in the program. It's a very heartening film, but it's also a very eye-opening film. And after you watch this, I promise you'll never look at a bottle, plastic bottle of water the same way again. That's the experience I had after I finished watching the film yesterday. 818-985-5735 is the phone number to call. 818-985-KPFK. The film Tapped on DVD plus a stainless steel water bottle made by Clean Canteen. Those two gifts are yours for a pledge of just $10 a month on this very, very brief mini pledge drive that we are having this week. We're going to be back to regular programming on Friday. And if you enjoy listening to this program every morning, if you enjoy the coverage that we bring, if you enjoy the education that we provide you with, please support this program. Please support other programs on KPFK. Support the station as a whole. Public community radio is very, very important to helping you understand and know what's going on. If you just relied on mainstream media to inform you, you wouldn't know about BPA as soon as you probably did through KPFK. You wouldn't know about dangers till it might be too late. 818-985-5735 is the phone number to call. Let's take another listen to the documentary Tapped. In this particular excerpt, the dangers of bottled water are revealed to us. Every single one of us has drunk bottled water at some point in their lives. Some of us drink it very regularly. Well, maybe you shouldn't.
Tap water is regulated under the Environmental Protection Agency.
And the EPA actually has health standards to which each municipal water provider is held.
Municipalities have to test it many, many times a day.
In a city, over a million has to be tested 300 times a month. In a city of 3 million and more, it has to be tested 400 times a month.
So who are you going to go with? Half of one person at the Food and Drug Administration telling you that these billions of bottles of water are safe? Or you're going to go with municipalities who are testing the water many, many, many times a day? Who do you trust?
When you're talking about the bottled water industry, you're talking about virtually no testing, and people have just assumed that what we're getting is safe. So we tested over 1,000 bottles of water and found everything from arsenic to leaching from plastic bottles to bacterial contaminants. And really, what we learned from this was that you really don't know what you're getting.
Some people have gone to drinking bottled water literally because they are concerned about the water. And the problem is they're unaware of the fact that buying bottled water is not necessarily safe, that you end up being exposed to other chemical compounds.
Testers over the years have come up with all kinds of contaminants in bottled water that we wouldn't have found out about if people hadn't taken upon themselves to run the tests.
In an independent test of bottled water, we sent seven brands to two separate labs. One to Test America, and the other to Dr. Michael Sommer, an environmental chemist. Then, to ensure there'd be no bias, Dr. King, an epidemiologist and toxicologist with Toxicology Inc., analyzed the results.
If you were to look at all the data I brought and you read everything, you'd be horrified. Horrified at what they found from, you know, vinyl chloride to butadiene to styrene, benzene. I mean, it's horrifying.
The first group of bottles were tested straight off the shelves.
Test America found in their analysis of the samples toluene. Toluene is a constituent in gasoline. It's a neurotoxic agent and is also linked to adverse reproductive outcomes.
The second group was left in the trunk of a car for 1 week.
Dr. Michael Sommer tested some water samples from five different bottles and identified styrene in one of the samples. Styrene is a cancer-causing agent and can cause adverse reproductive effects. Dr. Sommer also found three different types of phthalates. Phthalates can cause a dysfunction, particularly in the fetus. and can cause adverse reproductive outcomes for males and females.
It really concerns me when I see mothers blindly trusting bottled water and handing their children bottles of water, putting their complete trust in a product without so much as questioning, what am I giving my child? Yet we're putting so much faith in this industry that's completely self-regulated and that hasn't been held accountable by anyone. It's frightening.
While single-serve bottles of water are made of PET, 5-gallon water jugs are made of polycarbonate plastic, the primary ingredient being the controversial bisphenol A.
Bisphenol A is the building block molecule that plastic that is hard and clear is made out of.
And from this polycarbonate plastic, bisphenol A leaches, gets into the water.
Bisphenol A may be one of the most potent toxic chemicals known to man.
Well, if you are a regular listener to Uprising, you already know what BPA is and that it stands for bisphenol A, a chemical that is in hard plastic bottles, often in baby bottles. It's a chemical that we have discussed often on this program. There's legislation in this state to ban the use of that chemical. Other countries have banned the use of that chemical, particularly in baby bottles. But here on Uprising, we've often covered it, and our governments have certainly not played a responsible role in regulating these chemicals. We want you to have a copy of this film we've just been listening to. It's called Tapped. It's my new favorite film. It's one of the best films out this year about the water that we all drink. Whether you drink only tap water, whether you drink only bottled water or a combination of both, whether you live upstream or downstream from agricultural runoff, this documentary will apply to you no matter who you are, whether you're a parent or not. Best of all, it comes with a free water bottle, a stainless steel food grade water bottle, not plastic, something that you can use over and over again. Or if you already have one, give it to a friend. And it's made by the company Clean Canteen. These are very, very popular. The last pledge drive that we had done it, it's an 18 ounce water bottle, which is made by with eco-friendly, reusable stainless steel, provides a safe, non-leaching, and toxin-free alternative to plastic and other lined metal containers. The film, the bottle, yours for pledge of $120, $10 a month to KPFK at 818-985-5735, 818-985-KPFK. The bottles don't have any inner lining like some companies that are actually lined with the plastic. It's very, very lightweight. It's got a wide mouth that fits ice cubes, and the caps are also made of safe and non-leaching materials, and it's dishwasher friendly, and it's eco-friendly. It's KPFK friendly. It's health friendly. It's human friendly, unlike the kinds of products that go into making the plastic bottles that we drink water out of. You know, going to the gym, you might be noticing people who go and work out constantly drinking out of these plastic water bottles. They may get them from the dispenser, or they may bring them from home. Whether it's doubly, I think, dangerous to drink the water that the plastic bottle has already come with, but it's also still dangerous to reuse that plastic bottle and fill it with tap water because of the toxins that leach out. In the first case, there is very little to no regulation of the safety of the water compared to tap water, which is highly, highly regulated and tested constantly many, many times a day. And so, you know, you see this happening all around you. And very, very little information is out there about it. People are ignorant about it because our mainstream media does not provide enough coverage. Our government regulators don't do enough. Our senators and representatives don't hold these companies accountable enough, who take a resource that used to be free and or very low cost, simply stick it in a dangerous plastic bottle, cover it with a cap, and sell it back to us for a lot more money and have it be a lot worse for our health. We want you to be responsible citizens by not only informing yourselves of what is happening, but also taking action so that you can not only change your lifestyle, but change the systems that we live in. 818-985-5735 is a phone number to call. It's a pledge of $10 a month for Tapped, and it includes, the documentary DVD includes, a free stainless steel water bottle made by Clean Canteen. Let's take another listen to the film Tapped, this one specifically focusing on bisphenol A.
BPA is found in many products, including sports bottles, baby bottles, and water coolers.
The problem is bisphenol A acts at very low doses as an estrogen.
The recent controversy over BPA started when members of the scientific community questioned the methodology of earlier studies.
All regulatory agencies around the world are based on a concept from the 16th century. That is, the dose makes the poison. More is worse. That is not true for any hormone. We tested a dose 25,000 times lower than what anybody had ever tested, and we found that it profoundly damaged every single part of the male developing mouse reproductive system.
After a decade of research on low-dose exposure to BPA, Dr. Frederick Wamsall's findings captured the media's attention. His work, corroborated by other independent scientists, led the Senate to investigate the FDA.
The media has reported that the federal government's reluctance to regulate these chemicals is based on the reliance of biased studies from the chemical industry itself. Now, I have to tell you, if that's true, doesn't that cast amazing doubt on the ability of the regulatory system to actually protect the public?
Senator, at FDA, all of our products that we approve are based on data that are prepared and conducted in studies by that particular manufacturer.
All you do is just rely on what a study that comes from the industry itself? It's a disgrace.
They didn't get it right with Vioxx. They're not getting it right with bisphenol A. And there's going to be hell to pay over this.
Senator, we have looked at all the studies in the literature, and there are hundreds.
The Food and Drug Administration did not look at all the evidence. They looked at two studies produced by the chemical industry and made their decision on that basis.
Have you asked for studies from independent sources?
We don't normally ask for independence.
Then you don't protect the American people.
The National Institutes of Health reviewed 700 peer-reviewed published studies on bisphenol A. 38 internationally recognized scientists said, we are extremely concerned about the impact of this on human health.
It happens over and over again that regulatory agencies are captured by the industries they regulate. And certainly the Food and Drug Administration, and especially the food branch, is one that has really been in the food industry and the packaging industry's pocket for many years.
We've got to start to do what we're supposed to do, not what the industry always asks us to do. You have any response? None. Think everything's okay?
That's the voice of Senator John Kerry in a Senate hearing where the representative of the Food and Drug Administration was grilled about the fact that they rely, this regulatory agency that is paid for by our tax dollars, relies on studies done by the very industry that it's supposed to regulate to make sure that that industry is not harming the public. Well, the documentary Tapped exposes what happens in the bottled water industry. The number to call if you want a copy of this film and a clean canteen stainless steel water bottle, very, very good-looking water bottle, very, very healthy for you, doesn't have the kind of plastic taste that you get from plastic water bottles. And most importantly, that means that the plastic chemicals that leach into that water are not present when you drink out of a stainless steel water bottle. Our pledge to you is to continue to bring you programming like this. And we need to hear from you right now at 818-985-5735. It's a pledge of $120 for this brand new, very well-produced documentary called Tapped. Comes with a water bottle, so it's the documentary, the DVD, and the bottle. And by the way, we have a pack that we've put together for you, the KPFK Water Pack that we're calling it. that comes with another documentary called Blue Gold, World Water Wars, which is an award-winning documentary by Sam Bazzo based on the book Blue Gold, The Right to Stop the Corporate Theft of the World's Water by Maude Barlow and Tony Clark. It was produced by Mark Achbar of The Corporation and Sai Litvinov of the filmmaker who made The Man Who Fell to Earth. Blue Gold examines environmental and political implications of the planet's dwindling water supply and posits that wars in the future will be fought over water. The film also highlights some success stories of water activists around the world and makes a strong case for community action. You can get Tapped, the Clean Canteen stainless steel water bottle, and Blue Gold for pledge of $200 at 818-985-5735, 818-985-KPFK. And I don't have any free add-ons hidden up my sleeve. There's nothing else that I'm adding on to this package this hour. This is it for the rest of the hour. We have a half an hour left in the program, and we need to hear from many of you right now during this 3-day mini pledge drive at 818-985-5735. One reviewer said of the film Tapped, "After screening the documentary film Tapped, the two bottles of water I have sitting on my kitchen counter no longer look so appealing. In fact, they look downright deadly. The bottles now represent the corporate greed that has enabled a few to profit while many others live in peril. In the movie, the documentary filmmaker Stephanie Sochig exposes the dangers of the $11 billion bottled drinking water industry. Tapped shows how Nestle, PepsiCo, Coca-Cola, and other water bottles have pumped water from states in the midst of a water shortage, filtered it, bottled it, and then put it back on store shelves to sell back to these same communities at a premium. The content of these bottles of water is no different from water that flows freely from faucets of the industry's growing number of consumers. Despite the filtration processes and the subliminal messages on the product packaging, bottled water may be more harmful to drink than tap water." 818-985-5735 is a phone number to call if you want a copy of Tapped, where you can arm yourself with the information and get the Clean Canteen stainless steel water bottle. All you have to do is join the five people who are calling us right now at 818-985-5735. That's 818-985-KPFK. It's a pledge of just $10 a month to KPFK. You can also get the KPFK water pack, which includes the documentary Blue Gold, World Water Wars, and that's a pledge of $200. That's two DVDs and a water bottle. And a lot of you are calling in right now, so I'm going to go right back to the documentary. We heard about BPA in our water supply. We heard about pesticide contamination of our water supply. What about pharmaceuticals?
Pharmaceuticals are showing up because we use antibiotics massively in the agricultural industry, and because lots of people are taking drugs in their homes that just sort of end up in the local water waste stream that finds its way into drinking water.
We find minute levels of pharmaceuticals in the water. We don't know anything about the health effects of those.
Only because they haven't done the studies to find out if there are health effects. And the thing about a lot of these chemicals, especially ones that mimic our hormones, is that they act on our bodies at very, very low levels. So just because they were low levels, it doesn't mean there isn't a health effect associated with it.
So how do the pills that you take up in your home end up in your drinking water? To answer that question, we need to first understand where our water is coming from.
This is a watershed. This is where the whole story begins. When the snow falls on the top of the mountains, all we can see there is a little bit. That's basically like distilled water. It's some of the purest water you can find. Now, part of the protecting it here is as soon as we move just a mile downstream, that's where all this, all these chemicals start coming in from our day-to-day use. This little town has its drinking water supply above the town,
right,
where it's clean. And every town always puts its wastewater discharge below itself. And that's what we're trying to get people to recognize. Everything that we do is affecting people downstream because our sewage is water. And so people just need to recognize that there's more to the water story than turning on the tap. You know, one of the things that we can all do is just go with the mindset that our drains are not a dump.
And when our drains do become a dump,
anything that gets thrown down the toilet or flushed down the drain
comes
into that plant. It gets screened out, and then the microbes chew up the chemistry, and then they discharge what we have here. There are nutrients in this water that the fish like, that this water is rich in nutrients. Mm-hmm. and therefore bacteria, algae, bugs, plants start growing in it, which then the fish come in to eat that material.
That's a good thing.
That's a good thing. Mm-hmm. The problem is that along with those nutrients that are a good thing are these endocrine disrupting chemicals that are not a good thing.
Where do those come from?
Those come from us.
Right.
Bisphenol A, nonylphenol, diethyl phthalate, all the plasticizers. Plastics have, or they're hormone mimics. Mm-hmm. They're not hormones, they behave
right.
like a hormone.
Right.
One or two of the very potent estrogens that you see in this water here that we know cause endocrine disruption in the fish are the same chemicals that leach out of bottled water.
And what that means for the fish is that it's literally altering their sex organs.
We are examining a cross-section of a gonad of a Boulder Creek fish.
These are from the fish that I saw in the river.
Exactly. And when we see blue structures here, these dark blue, these are sperm-producing cells. Only a few microns away, we're in the middle of what looks like a totally healthy ovary.
From the same fish?
Yeah, that's the problem. These are in the same fish. This is not a normal occurrence.
So this is like a transgender fish.
This would be an intersex fish. Every time we sample downstream of the wastewater plant, we find fish like this, with gonads that have both ovarian and testicular tissue. Go upstream, we never see it. Never found an intersex fish upstream.
This is a national issue. And more importantly, it's a global issue. This is a problem every stream in every city more than likely has.
That's another excerpt of the fantastic new documentary, Tapped. It's our gift to you for pledge of $120 that comes along with a stainless steel drinking water bottle. And that is a $10 a month pledge at 818-985-5735, 818-985-KPFK. You just heard about how endocrine disrupting chemicals are found in our water because of what leaches out of the plastics as well as the pharmaceuticals that we consume that goes through our sewage system and then back into our drinking water. And what is the effect of an endocrine disrupting chemical? It literally disrupts the endocrine system, which is the hormone producing system in human bodies. Our hormones, as you know, are extremely delicate systems and they determine our reproductive systems. And so we are seeing now in communities where there is toxic contamination, more girls being born than boys, for example. It literally is affecting the ability of human beings to reproduce. Intersex fish and frogs being found in areas that are contaminated. It's a very, very frightening thought. I mean, American industry is literally thwarting the ability of human beings to continue to reproduce. And what does that mean for the future of our species? Well, unless you and I and ordinary people take action, which is the kind of thing that we like to encourage at KPFK, things won't change. And you can take an action right now by arming yourself with this documentary at 818-985-5735, 818-985-KPFK. The issue of water cuts across all political spectrums. It doesn't matter if you're conservative or liberal or radical or progressive or right-wing. It matters that you drink water, which is every single one of you. You can use this documentary to educate yourself and then share it with your family and friends. And you'll probably find that a lot of people have common ground on this particular issue. 818-985-5735 is the phone number to call. You not only get the film, you get the Clean Canteen stainless steel water bottle. And if you pledge $200, we will give you the film Tapped, the water bottle, as well as Blue Gold World Water Wars. Each of those films are individually available for $120 pledge. Tapped comes with a water bottle. 120 times 2 is not 240, but $200 because we're giving you a deal at 818-985-5735. By the way, our KPFK Film Club membership is still available by itself for $150 pledge or added along with any pledge of $50 or more for $100. So, for example, you can get the documentary Tapped along with the Clean Canteen water bottle along with the film club for $220. If that sounds confusing, just call us and ask the phone room volunteers to explain it to you. We still have the KPFK license plate frames that are available for only a $35 pledge. Very, very fancy, exciting new thank you gift that we have to offer you. I'm certainly going to pledge for that before this drive is over, and you should get it before this drive is over because that's an introductory pledge offer for the KPFK license plate frames. If you don't already have a bumper sticker that you're sporting, then you might want this license plate frame to proudly declare that you're a KPFK listener. 818-985-5735 is the phone number to call. 818-985-KPFK. Tapped is a film brought to you by the producers of Who Killed the Electric Car and IO USA. It's a timely documentary. It's a behind-the-scenes look at the unregulated and often unseen world of an industry that aims to privatize and sell back the one resource that ought to never become a commodity, and that's our water, the basis of all life. And it focuses on the plastic production to the ocean in which so many of these bottles end up, which we haven't even gotten to yet, this plastic soup that we are seeing in our oceans, and also inspires the documentary, it's also an inspiring look at the path of the bottled water industry and the communities that are affected by it and how they're fighting back. In just a moment, I want to play for you an excerpt of how communities in Maine, here in the United States, have been fighting Nestle against the privatization of their water. But we need to hear from several more of you before we can continue to air this documentary. We have three callers on the line right now, and I'd love to see five more of you calling in and pledging at the $120 level. That's just $10 a month at 818-985-5735, 818-985-KPFK. It's a fantastic new documentary, and, you know, it's amazing to see how these ads that we see everywhere on television and the radio, on buses and trucks, bottled water advertising has really conditioned us to believe that buying our drinking water is healthier. But it is, in fact, the EPA-regulated tap water that gets frequent and stringent testing across the country. Most municipalities test water hundreds of times a day that you get out of your tap, but not so with the bottled water industry. It goes largely unregulated, escaping independent testing because the water primarily resold within the same state lines that it's been pumped and packaged. Often that water has been found to have traces of very, very dangerous chemicals, in addition to the plastic toxins, the toxins from the plastic water bottles that leach right into it. 818-985-5735 is a phone number to call, 818-985-KPFK, and make a pledge of $120 for the documentary Tapped, and it comes with the stainless steel water bottle Clean Canteen has produced them. This is a very eco-friendly company that produces these water bottles. It's an 18-ounce bottle that you'll be very proud to carry. And it's our gift to you today, two for one, the documentary and the bottle, for a pledge of only $120 or $10 a month to KPFK at 818-985-5735. There's a lot of bonus footage, by the way, in this documentary, Tapped. It's a fantastic gift that you can share with other people as well. Many, many of your family and friends probably don't know about the dangers of drinking bottled water. And also think about what happens to the bottle once you're done drinking the water. Where does it go? You toss it into your recycling bin, maybe, if you're even that responsible. And then often it ends up in landfills. And mountains of plastic water bottles fill our landfills. They end up in our oceans and they're killing our oceans. We have four callers on the line right now. That means we need to hear from four more of you at 818-985-5735. That's 818-985-KPFK. This is an issue, as I said, that affects every single one of us, and it's an issue that affects the most precious resource on the planet. And it isn't just here in the United States. It reaches global. The privatization of water by multinational water companies like Nestle and Vivendi and others affects communities across the world, from India to South Africa to Bolivia. 818-985-5735 is the phone number to call. We need three more callers on the line right now. And by the way, that global aspect of this battle is also very much featured in the film. We're just not going to have time to get to it. But I can't give away too much because I want you to enjoy the film when you actually watch it. It's very, very well produced, very slickly produced, excellent production quality, and a beautiful flow, interviewing a wide, wide range of scientists and independent experts and people from the Natural Resources Defense Council and independent nonprofit groups like that. 818-985-5735 is the phone number to call. It's very much in line with, the film is very much in line with the kind of programming you hear on Uprising every single day. People that we have interviewed often, like folks from the Pesticide Action Network that you heard this morning from, groups like Food and Water Watch and the Natural Resources Defense Council, like Greenpeace and Earth Justice and Friends of the Earth and so many other organizations that are working to clean up this planet and hold corporations and government accountable. 818-985-5735 is a phone number to call. 818-985-KPFK. We want to give you a documentary and offer you gifts that are in line with the mission of Pacifica Radio, which is to bring you information that is free and independent of corporate influence and of government influence so that you can take actions that affect that influence you. You can take actions that make the world a better place. If you're a parent, if you've ever given your child a bottle of water to drink out of a plastic water bottle, you want to watch this film. If you're somebody who has a lot of cancer in your family, like I do, you want to watch this documentary. If you're somebody who is worried about a pesticide contamination, maybe you're someone who's suffering from ADHD or knows somebody who has a child who suffers from ADHD, you want to have this documentary. If you're somebody who is worried about the quality of water that you're drinking on a daily basis, and if you want to know whether there are alternatives, you want this documentary. 818-985-5735. Most importantly, you need KPFK to help you stay informed, to help you stay on top of the news, to help you understand why our government hasn't yet regulated bisphenol A and banned it like other countries have, why our government doesn't have more than half a regulator in charge of regulating all of the bottled water industry throughout the United States at the FDA. You'll want to have this documentary. Thank you so much for that extra call. I want to go back to Tapped, the documentary that comes with the clean canteen water bottle. In this excerpt, we hear about the privatization of water in Maine and how residents are fighting back.
The people of Maine have spent a lot of money, publicly and privately, to make sure that this water was cleaned up and is clean and will stay clean for generations.
I hate to see our water taken the way it is, just taken. The water belongs to the people and the town gets nothing. You think that's a good deal?
Activists claim that citizens in small towns like Freiburg are finding it increasingly difficult to fend off Nestle's overwhelming legal resources.
We think that a big corporation like Nestle is able to come in with their big city lawyers, and locally in communities where they're bottling water, they're very powerful.
It's a situation where you're highly outnumbered, you're outgunned. The town got their water from those springs for 100 years, but we were told that Nestle did not want the town's water to come from those springs anymore. They transferred the town's water to a deeper water well. And in February of 2004, something happened. All of the people who live in Freiburg Village were without water for a day and a half, but Nestle, they never stopped pumping the water. They had plenty of water while the nursing home had to have the fire department bring in trucks of water. I think it just kind of points out that the citizens come second in this whole thing. It's a corrupted, compromised process. And that's really a big part of the problem. Once you can do this in one place, you can do it in many other places. It sets a precedent.
Once you set that precedent, that precedent can never be unset.
In the future, we're not just going to be dealing with Nestle. And there are other water companies that will be coming because Maine has vast amounts of water. And so if we allow Nestle to define who controls it, then down the road, we're going to have a much tougher fight on our hands.
Multinational corporation from away is trying to come into our state and our bioregion and take control over our water.
From California to Michigan to Maine, the Nestle Corporation is currently waging legal battles against communities to secure their local water mining rights.
We need to unite and tell them they can't take our water. We want our water back.
Are you fired up?
Yeah!
Let's do our
Water is a basic human right. It's necessary for the survival of life on the planet. When you start commodifying the necessities of life in such a way as to make it more difficult for people to gain access to those necessities, you have the basis for serious political instability.
As Mark Twain once said, you know, whiskey is for sipping and water is for fighting. And there's going to be a lot of fighting about this before it's done.
Every day, America's largest bottled water corporations, Nestle, Coke, and Pepsi, pump millions of gallons of water from the earth, bottle it, ship it, and sell it back for 1,900 times the cost of tap water.
It's bad for the environment, it's bad for public water systems, and it's bad for taxpayers.
Communities across the country are uniting in a fight to maintain ownership of their water supplies.
You will be exposed, you will be recalled, and you will be replaced if you do not do your duty to the people in this town. And you live here, and you're responsible to us, not to this corporation.
From town hall meetings to courtroom trials, activists are disputing the rights of corporations to sell their town's water.
The film Tapped, looking at the most basic of all resources, the basis of life, that's water. This is the most inspiring part of the documentary, I thought, where Maine residents have been fighting the privatization of their water. It's so inspiring. You know, it can be so overwhelming sometimes when we hear about all of the toxic chemicals we're exposed to and how all these huge companies with huge budgets are barreling down on us. Government is doing nothing to protect us. And then we hear stories of people fighting back, ordinary people like you and I, fighting back and holding these corporations accountable. That's the beauty of KPFK as well, where we inform you of these sorts of issues, of this kind of news, and interview activists and organizers and community organizers and tell you what's happening and enable you to join in. 818-985-5735 is the phone number to call. The documentary Tapped comes alongside a clean canteen water bottle, that's clean canteen with a K, stainless steel water bottle, so that you can be armed with your own stainless steel water bottle and never have to rely on plastic water bottle. But it also shows you what you can do about it. And, you know, you hear on this program, Uprising, every single time, not just the kinds of things that you can do to change your own personal lifestyle, but what you can do to educate others and change your community. That's what's important. And that's what we do every single day on a daily basis here at Uprising and on KPFK. For that, we want you to call us right now and give back to KPFK at 818-985-5735, 818-985-KPFK. It's a pledge of $10 a month to KPFK, and we'll send you Tapped, the brand new documentary, which comes along with a free clean canteen 18-ounce stainless steel water bottle, eco-friendly, human-friendly. Water bottle. And we want you to not only get this information, but spread it. Tell others about KPFK. Join our KPFK family. We had a huge number of people calling in this hour, and we literally have 5 minutes left in the hour. And so don't wait until the very, very last minute, because we'll get jammed up and then we won't have enough people to answer your calls and you'll get a busy signal. So creep in right now. Get those numbers dialing 818-985-5735, 818-985-KPFK. If we can fill up the phone lines, I want to play for you one last excerpt of the documentary Tapped, which looks at fossil fuels and water. Yes, how does drinking bottled water actually contribute to the warming of the planet and to global warming and climate change? It absolutely does, because, of course, the bottled water that you drink comes from somewhere. The bottle gets to the shelf of the store that you get it from a truck that brings it from a manufacturing plant. There's a lot of petroleum that goes into the process of creating bottled water. And this film covers that as well. And I want to get to that 2 minute excerpt. If we hear from many, many of you right now, we have one caller on the line now at 818-985-KPFK, smart person, that is, who is calling in to get a pledge in. Those of you who've never pledged before, do your part right now. Lift the station up for the rest of the listeners. you know, the tiny, tiny fraction of those who listen actually call in and pledge to KPFK and make it available, enable others to listen to KPFK. So those of you who have never pledged, you've been listening for free to KPFK without doing your bit to keep the station on the air and to sustain the station financially. Three callers now. Can we get another five callers? And if we can, in the next minute, literally, otherwise we'll be out of time, I want to go to that excerpt, that final excerpt. 818-985-5735 is the phone number to call. Five more callers calling to pledge at the $120 level. That's $10 a month. You can break it up into monthly installments. You can combine it with a film club for $220. You can pledge $200 for the KPFK water pack that includes the film Blue Gold World Water Wars. You can make it a $300 pledge if you want to get the two DVDs, the clean canteen water bottle, and the film club membership. Or you can donate at the $35 level for the KPFK license plate frame so that you can proudly declare your listenership to KPFK. We need four more callers on the line right now at 818-985-5735. In the next 30 seconds, if we can get four of you calling in, you know you want to do it. You're just itching to do it. You're thinking about it. You're questioning whether you should or not. If you aren't sure you can afford it, think about whether you can set aside $10 a month for the next year to KPFK. Then it'll become much more affordable because you can put it on the installment plan. Thank you for that caller. We need three more callers at 818-985-5735. Oh, we got two callers, so one more caller. 818-985-KPFK is a phone number to call. Thank you for those calls. Let's go to the final excerpt of the documentary Tapped, and this is about water and fossil fuels.
There's a great deal of energy and water that is involved with the whole supply chain to be able to get this into our hands where we want it.
We use approximately 18 million barrels of oil to transport water, and it's growing every year.
When you think of the total impact that that has, it is a very expensive way to provide the delivery of water, and often with questionable quality in the first place.
Where does Fiji water come from?
Fiji water comes from Fiji, I think. I don't know.
In a time when we're looking at climate change, why are we shipping water around the world from another country when we have good tap water to drink?
It takes a lot of oil to make the bottles themselves. It takes 17 million barrels of oil to make the bottles just used in the United States each year. And then it takes even more oil to transport the water to bottling plants to get bottled, and then to distribution centers and across the country. It takes oil to chill the bottles, and it takes oil to dispose of the bottles, to collect them and dispose of them at recycling plants or in dumps or incinerators.
In fact, the total amount of energy required for every bottle of water is equivalent on average to filling a plastic bottle a quarter of the way full with oil.
When we make plastic bottles, the 50 billion bottles or so that we use each year, it generates 2.5 tons of carbon dioxide.
Tapped is the name of this brand new documentary, and you can get your very own copy of the documentary along with the clean canteen stainless steel water bottle that it comes with at 818-985-5735. If you're getting a busy signal, please be a little patient and call right back in about a minute or so, and some phone lines will have opened up. We are completely jammed up. It's been a very popular thank you gift, as I knew it would be. I was so impressed with this film when I watched it, and it really perfectly matches up with the kind of programming you hear on Pacifica Radio and on Uprising every single day. Keep those calls coming in if you can. 818-985-KPFK for Sonali, Subversive Thought for the Day. Albert Szent Györgyi, who was a Hungarian biochemist and won the Nobel Prize for Medicine in 1937, said, "Water is life's mater and matrix, mother and medium. There is no life without water. That's Albert Sansgiorgi, and that's on Ali's Subversive Thought for the day. The number is 818-985-KPFK. Again, you can also go online at kpfk.org and make your pledge. Again, kpfk.org. Three phone lines just opened up, so you can certainly call right now at 818-985-KPFK. You've been listening to Uprising. Gabriel San Roman is our assistant producer. Martina Steiner is our intern. Teddy Robinson is our engineer. Very special thanks to Christine Blasdale. I'm your host and producer, Sonali Kolhatkar. Thanks so much for listening. Keep those calls coming in. Thanks so much for pledging. I'll see you tomorrow at 8.